Welcome back to the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast. My name is Jeremy Devins, and we're talking about the February 2024 monthly horoscope. And before February starts, on January 31st, I'll be hosting the Become a Vedic Astrologer free online workshop, 1:31 at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So you can check it out right now at quietmindastrology.com/workshop. And if you want to really know how to decode your birth chart, know how to work with the transits in your own chart, your own life, your relationships, this is the pathway to deep self-discovery, personal growth, self-awareness. Such an incredibly empowering tool. Super grateful to share it. Really look forward to this. And I've hosted this a few times in the past. Always gets amazing feedback. Super fun workshop. A little bit different this time. I always add little different things, little nuances. So if you've attended before, still, you may want to check this one out as well. And if you want to better understand yourself and how to optimize the four aims of life, this is the pathway of doing that at the Become a Vedic Astrologer workshop. And even if you think like you could never be an astrologer or it's too much to learn, it can be really simple. And I think that's one of my gifts, is breaking things down into very simple, practical ways that you can apply to your life. So that's what I'll be doing at the workshop. quietmindastrology.com/workshop. You can join us live. And if you hear this later, go there anyway, because you can still catch the replay for a while. And then in the future, if you miss it, you can catch the waitlist. So if you're interested in going really deep with me, the Vedic Astrology Mentorship will be opening soon as well. I have a special announcement and offer there at the free workshop. But always on my free workshops, it's a workshop. So we're going to practice things, that we're going to be learning a lot of stuff. It's really cool and practical and stuff you can apply to your life, even if you're more experienced as well. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So quietmindastrology.com/workshop. Now let's talk about what's going on in February 2024. We've got 9 significant transits to talk about this month and how to work with them. So always I focus on the personal level of what you can control and influence, which means not other people, not the government, not the world. You can't control that. You can have some influence, especially depending on roles you play in your life. But you have the most influence of what you choose to focus on and how you choose to direct your energy. You have free will. And even if you don't know anything about astrology, these energies are playing out to some degree. Even if you don't have any awareness of the moon phases are affecting the tides on the earth. And for a lot of women, the menstrual cycles, for a lot of us, our emotional energy. Even just, you know, last night it was the full moon in January. And there's just this heightened sense of energy. People who have no idea about astrology feel it as well. There's more accidents, more hospital visits on the full moons. There's more of this intense energy. And this is true for all the planets. There's energies at play, whether we are fully aware of it or not. So let's talk about what the energies are for February and how you can work with it in your life based on my years of experience and my research and what I've seen and the patterns playing out here. So if you're watching the video, just click along to show you what's happening on February 1st when Mercury moves into Capricorn. So you see Mercury here, just entered Capricorn with the Sun. Mercury's always close to the Sun. Mercury, the planet of communication, technology, contracts, negotiation, and that's in the place where it's good to be focused on strategic and practical communication in organizational settings. So especially in work and systems and structures that you're part of, great time for managing any sort of interpersonal things, any sort of contracts that need to be signed. It's very goal-oriented kind of approach and good for decision-making. You may have clear and focused expression of your ideas at this time. Really good time to articulate something you need to communicate in a structured way. Now, this can be too far into being overly rigid or conservative in communication, being harsh, cold, and others feeling like you're not emotionally connected, because Mercury is the booty, the intellect, it's the head. When we put it into the Capricorn structured energy, we can be a little too cold and calculated. So that's something to be aware of in this first 18 days of February, where Mercury is in this place, where communication is in this place, where we can be orderly, thoughtful, considerate, and have good long-term sort of planning, good for talking about goals and strategy and planning these sort of things out and taking action towards them. And within structures, within systems, you may need to talk about some important things that feel out of alignment or needing to be addressed within that system. And you can do it in a logical way here. And it's important not to get too righteous about your beliefs or your way of doing it, or thinking that you are right, or being too stubborn. That can happen here. Then on February 3rd, Jupiter moves into Bharani Nakshatra in the sign of Aries, where it stays until May 1st. So Jupiter in Bharani, Bharani is the symbol of the yoni, the symbol of birth and transformation into this life form as humans. It also represents death as well. So birth and death, these periods of transformation between different worlds. When Jupiter is here, there's a sense of possibility to transform in your life, to have a breakthrough of some sort, to have some sort of major realization or release or movement into a new phase of life, of something you are birthing. This is expansion of creative and artistic pursuits. Bharani is a very creative energy as well, expressive energy. So if there's something you want to do artistically, great opportunities here, February 3rd until May 1st. Positive and optimistic approach to personal projects. And this is a just huge sense of potential. Like anything you want to create or build in the world. As I've mentioned, all planets are direct for a while now, all throughout February. So lots of momentum going forward of anything you want to create. This can be very much useful for sexual healing as well. Bharani representing the yoni, it can be all sorts of growth and transformation through sexual experiences, through tantra, through spiritual sexual practices. If you are in the sort of birthing world at all, like a doula or a midwife, this is a wonderful time in that kind of work. Or maybe you're considering meeting with someone like this or taking a training in something like this. This is one of the best possible transits for that kind of work. And it doesn't happen very often, every 12 years, because it takes a while for Jupiter to go through each sign. It takes a year in each sign. So Jupiter's not going to be in Bharani again for a while. It will go retrograde this year, but then it'll be 12 years before it comes back to Bharani. So this is a very positive opportunity for anything to do with birthing or anything in that field related to pregnancy or fertility. A lot of very positive energy there and opportunities to create new things there or focus on that part of your life. It's very favorable for learning and exploring any new ideas. There's a potential for overconfidence or overestimation of your capabilities, taking on too much, beginning too many things, that birthing creative energy of just more with Jupiter here can become too much and get kind of lost. So if you feel like there's too much going on, probably is, and with all the planets direct right now, it's a lot of forward motion, so it can be overwhelming. So just keep that in check as well. Next, on February 5th, we have Mars moving to exaltation in Capricorn. Mars is at its best in Capricorn. So people who have this in their birth chart are very hardworking, focused, driven. If you want something done, get a Mars in Capricorn person to do it. They do a lot and they can do a lot and they do it well. So when we have this transit, we all experience this to some degree. Where? Well, look where Capricorn is in your chart. If you don't have your chart, go to quietmindastrology.com, get your free birth chart. So wherever Capricorn is in your chart, that house is getting this Mars ignition now, where you may feel motivated and disciplined in pursuit of your short-term goals. Basically think of a soldier energy or a martial artist kind of energy. It just needs a direction, just needs a path, and it can get a lot done. So you've got to decide if your agency, your free will, your choice of what do you want to get done? What do you want to create? And if these kind of questions are overwhelming or not clear, that's what Mindful New Year is about. It's clarifying your intentions. So you can go back to mindfulnewyear.com and check that out and clarify what you do want to direct this Mars energy towards, because it's powerful. And if it doesn't have a direction, You could be impulsive and just get into conflicts and just think of kind of a rogue warrior or a maverick who's like doesn't follow the rules and just kind of plays by their own rules and self-destructs and sabotages other people. That can happen. This strong energy needs to be directed somewhere. And when it's directed well, it can be very good at asserting yourself, taking assertive actions, deciding this is what you want, doing it, getting it done. There's an increased drive and determination with this. Wonderful for athletes, sports, anything where you need ignition, movement, change, fire. It is very good for this. That's going to be there for a while. I actually need to check that. A month? 5 weeks? 6 weeks? 6 weeks in Capricorn. So I've got 6 weeks of this ignition energy of Mars in Capricorn to run with. And then on February 7th, K2, still in Virgo, moves to Hasta. So it moves from Chitra to Hasta. This is a pretty big transit. It'll be here for several months. So K2 in Hasta. K2 takes things away for our spiritual growth. It cuts things out of our lives. It has us see the spiritual lesson in it. And being in this long path with Virgo, all this happening around our material lives and our desires, really good year to be letting go of the material things that you don't need. And I talked about this in past episodes. Go to the archives on the Rahu K2 transit that started in November 2023, so just 2 months ago. But now moving into the nakshatra of Hasta, so the hand. If you know in yoga, we use the word Hasta a lot, it means hand. So Hasta nakshatra represents our hands and what we create with our hands. And the hands are really just an extension of the heart. Through the heart to the arms to the hands, we do the work of the heart. And K2 being here takes away the things that are not aligned with our heart's values. So if you're doing a job just for the money, if you're in some sort of pattern or pathway that doesn't have heart, it's going to be harder to do that. You're going to feel like you need to let it go. And if you don't, the universe might do that for you. So a lot of this work with astrology to me is like feeling your intuition, seeing the validation in the stars, and then acting from volition, from agency, from choice, and rather than reacting to the universe and having to catch up with the waves of life. Instead, we're riding the waves of life, surfing the waves, instead of being ridden by the waves and they crash over us. I mean, lose air, right? So with this wave coming of K2 and Hasta, it's like, what is actually not in your heart anymore? And you just can't force yourself to do it anymore. You gotta maybe consider letting it go. There can be a lot of great spiritual insights in this, got a great intuitive understanding of things. Wonderful time for any sort of spiritual meditation, medicine journey kind of practices, because you are letting go of the grasp on the material. K2 is letting go of the grasp on the material reality and the things that you hold firmly. Now, of course, we want a healthy sense of ego. We want a healthy hold on things. We want to be responsible. But sometimes that holding on to things becomes a death grip. And we lose our life and vitality, and we can't open to receive more. So K2 comes through Hasta every 18 years to say, you're holding on a little too much here, let it go, relax, you're okay, you're protected, you're supported by the universe, and when you open up, more life can flow through you, more opportunities can come. You can think of metaphors with the hands, like if you're rock climbing and you just hold on to one spot, you're stuck, right? You can't go anywhere. If you want to move in rock climbing, you got to let go for a moment and then grab the next spot. So there's an element of that here, of like where you're climbing in your life, where you're moving in your life, and we're always moving somewhere, whether intentional or not. We've got to let go for a moment and then find the next place to grab. There's a word for that in rock climbing, I think. I don't know. Handhold? I don't know. Something like that. But we've got to let go for a moment so we can grab the next thing and move and keep moving and keep growing. Good time to focus on any sort of personal growth. You may have more detachment from material concerns, and there's a potential for feeling disconnected and overly withdrawn. And that's the other side of this, of like can say, like rock climbing, you have the harness on, so you can let go with both hands, and you're just kind of dangling there, precarious position, and not going anywhere either, right? You're totally let go, but you're just dangling there. So either holding on and gripping, and you're not going anywhere, and stagnating and dying, death grip, holding on, losing life, not opening to life, or you totally let go of everything and you just hang there, and still you're not going anywhere, nothing's happening, right? And you feel kind of groundless because you are. So these are ways to think about K2 and Hasta, right? And the metaphor of the rock climbing might be helpful here. Of you're still climbing somewhere, and yeah, anywhere you climb is just like, so what? You get there, like you're trying to climb a mountain to say you climbed a mountain. You get to the top and it's like, okay, you did it, now what? So you're trying to climb this job of a corporate ladder or make a certain income or have a relationship or whatever. It is ultimately kind of meaningless, and you do it and it's done, and then now what? But that's kind of the journey of life. It's like we do it and then we do something else, and then we do that and then we do something else. And it doesn't necessarily have to have some big meaning, and the more we attach to the meaning, the more we can kind of lose ourselves in that too, and then, you know, achieve all our goals and then feel like, what's the point? Or not achieve our goals and feel like, what's the point? I think for me it comes back to just service, and like, how are we connecting with others, how are we serving others, and that's kind of the point of life, if there has to be one. K2 and Hasta can have all this kind of existential stuff come up though, and it's okay, it's healthy, it's part of the process here, this transit we're going through, it's part of the natural evolution of this cycle, that we do question things, and then it gives us new perspective, and then it's kind of all just a game, and like, what do you enjoy, what do you love, what do you want to do, and not letting ourselves get too much of a grip, death grip, has to be this way, afraid to let go, whatever, or too much of the just whatever and just go with the flow and let go. Either way, you're not going anywhere, and I think part of the drive of the human spirit is to go somewhere, and then it doesn't really matter that you got there, so you go somewhere else, and to explore and to have this experience of consciousness experiencing itself. And it's maybe part of the reason of life too. The universe wants to enjoy the senses of human experience and enjoy all the perspectives and the beauty and the sight and the touch and all this, just for the sake of being. Maybe you've got a better answer, a better perspective. That's kind of my perspective on things. It's, we're here to enjoy, here to experience, here to be of service, here to go somewhere, and know that it doesn't really matter that we got there anyway, but then we go somewhere else after that. And it's just the journey, right? So next significant transit is on February 9th, the new moon in Dhanisha in Capricorn. Now we get to this point of the new moon, the new beginning in Dhanisha. Sun and moon are together in Capricorn with Mercury and Mars and all the energy we talked about at the beginning. It's a great time for setting innovative and progressive intentions for the month ahead, so the next new moon in March. It's a favorable energy for initiating new projects with any new moon, but particularly in this Capricorn energy, the Saturn energy is so strong still all this year, leading to these innovations in tech and all this growth in the world and all these new ideas in the world and AI and all this. A great time for beginning new things on this path of what you want to be creating and innovating in your life. Positive influence for group activities and collaboration, particularly in any sort of system or structure you want to be part of. Capricorn represents these things. The new moon, new beginnings in the systems in your life. Great time for starting new routines, new morning routines, new health routines, new Ayurvedic routines, things like that. There's a potential for unexpected challenges or resistance to change, and something new might happen, some new obstacle may arise, some new system may arise that feels like it may be limiting you. Capricorn is about boundaries and limits. You may need to set new boundaries in your life, or it may happen to you. Again, you be proactive about this or reactive about this. We'll talk more about that when we get closer to the new moon. And then on February 11th, Venus moves to Capricorn, joining the Capricorn party of the month. Of course, this happens every year with the Sun, Mercury, and Venus. Mars, not every year, but there's this element here, and we may see some COVID-related issues coming up here because Mars and Pluto back together in Capricorn. And this 2020, that's when Mars was there as well with Jupiter and Saturn, so that made it a lot more intense, which is a quite rare conjunction. Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars all in Capricorn. If you go back to the old books of history, they actually said that that was the cause of the Black Plague. Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars all together. All right, so we don't, and in Capricorn, but we don't have that now. It's just Mars here, but Saturn element is still there, and there's still some of this stuff that's still coming out. Issues related to that may come up and to be addressed. And on a personal level, of course, where we focus now, Venus in Capricorn for 23 days. There's a practical and disciplined approach to relationships here. You may start to get serious about some elements of relationship. And there's an increased focus on long-term goals within partnerships. What do you really want? Venus is now like, where is this going? What are we doing here? What are the boundaries of this? What are the parameters here? There's a positive influence on financial stability, and there could be some overly serious reserved matters in love here. Great work to always be aware of your attachment styles here. And there's a positive expression of the secure attachment here with Venus and Capricorn can create a lot of security and stability. It could also lead to like a stubbornness and being controlling, or it has to be this way, or two in the head of like, well, what are the rules? What are the boundaries here? I need this, you need that. It can create some of these clashes, power struggles, but it can be very clarifying, grounding, great time for doing grounding practices in relationship like acro yoga or partner yoga, where you're physically really working with the bones of the body together in relationship. And this can be great for addressing any financial issues, structural issues, routines, habits, patterns in relationship for 23 days. Next, the Sun moves into Aquarius, joining up with Saturn here on February 13th for its monthly stay, Sun in Aquarius. There's an emphasis on individuality and innovation with this transit, where you find your power, your expression through innovative means, through unique ways of expressing yourself. Maybe there's some humanitarian cause or thing that you want to direct your energy towards. It could be very motivating for you. It can be increased focus on progressive and forward-thinking ideas and situations. There's a potential for becoming detached or overly focused on personal ideals here. Aquarius is an aloof energy. When you bring the Sun here, it's like exciting and energizing to just be yourself and do your own thing. And that can be disconnecting at times. But ultimately, it's like you're finding your unique expression. And I think there's a great gift in being yourself and finding yourself and expressing yourself with this transit. And like they say, that phrase, like, you know, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. So it's not this energy of the collective where you're trying to fit in, but the collective of honoring your expression and other people's expression, and then finding a way to work together. And I feel very fortunate to live in a place where there's a lot of kind of Aquarius energy, a lot of like creative healing connection energy, like ecstatic dance all the time, cacao ceremonies, places of connection, and just less of this sort of rigidness and seriousness and heaviness of big cities. And wherever you are, this is an opportunity to assess that for yourself, of like, maybe you want more of a hippie beach town commune vibe. Maybe you want more solitude and a nice house or space to yourself. And your unique way is your way, and no one else can say that what that is for you. But part of this energy also is these sort of utopian, idealistic values of like, how do you do that realistically? And it's, if you've never done it, it's a lot harder than people think, and they haven't done it. There's a lot of egos and personality in navigation, but it can be done very well, and it can be done very sustainably in community. And I feel very fortunate to be in a broad community like this, where we have this kind of energy, and there's lots of them all over the world. You can create it, you can join them, you can be part of them. You can create them in your way, in your home, but this energy is very positive for that kind of work. Then Mercury trails along behind the Sun, of course. About a week later, on February 19th, we get Mercury and the Sun and Saturn all in Aquarius now for 15 days. So the first half of the month, Mercury's in Capricorn, more practical, focused, directed energy, grounded energy. Second half of the month, February 19th for 15 days, Mercury's in Aquarius. Still grounded, still practical, but more individualistic, more can be eccentric and aloof at times, like I mentioned. But there's a very open-minded, innovative kind of approach to now your communication, your business dealings and all this, your finances. You may find some causes that you're really interested in, investing in and contributing to. There's an increased receptivity to unconventional ideas and viewpoints. Great time for talking with people, hashing out ideas, getting different perspectives, conferences, networking, things like that. Great for collaborating, working with others. There is a tendency here to be overly detached or emotionally distant in the communication. Similar, you know, with the Aquarius energy has this element of just doing it your way and not worrying so much about what other people think. And you could end up saying some things that are a little harsh or disconnecting through this. So that can be helpful to be aware of that. And the full moon, last big transit of February, is on February 24th. Full moon in Maga in Leo. And that is, let me get you the timing of that. When the Sun and Moon are at the same degree. It's February 24th in the morning, around 4 a.m., like 4:30 a.m. Pacific time. All right, so with the full moon, it's time of culmination of creative and expressive endeavors. Now, of course, Western astrology all said the full moon was in Leo last month, but we look at the sky, we see that's not the case. And we're actually looking at the sky, right? How can we say a planet is retrograde unless we're talking about what we see from Earth, right? Kind of takes away all the arguments for Western astrology and saying that it's not about the Earth perspective. Right? Earth perspective, planets go retrograde. Earth perspective, the full moon is in Leo in Maga on February 24th. We look up in the sky, that's what we see. That's what we experience here on Earth, the culmination of creative and expressive endeavors, this time where the things that you've created, put your thought and your creativity into, maybe there's some completion or closure to that, some celebration of the great day for party, connection, celebration. Now, because especially the Leo element, it's this sort of excitement, this energy. There's a positive energy for recognition and acknowledgement for others and for yourself. Great time to celebrate yourself, gratitude, give thanks. There is a sense of fulfillment of personal achievements. Feels really good to be acknowledged in this transit and to acknowledge yourself. You don't need that from someone else. It's nice to get it, but you can offer that to someone else. Right? If you want to be appreciated, best thing you can do is appreciate others. If you want to be seen, the best thing you can do is see others. By giving it, it means you have it. Right? You could not give me a piece of bread unless you have a piece of bread. You could not give me appreciation unless you had appreciation to give. Right? You could not give me acknowledgement unless you had acknowledgement to give. So it comes from filling your cup first, acknowledging yourself first, feeding yourself first, and then you have more to give others. And then there's more going around. And it's this win-win-win perpetual cycle. And, you know, people get into scarcity mindset. I don't have enough. I can't give it to you. I need this from you. The ego gets attached. I need them to acknowledge me. I need you to see me. I need to be accepted. But how are you acting? How are you showing up? Are you acknowledging anyone else? Are you accepting anyone else? Are you acknowledging yourself? Are you accepting yourself? Right, Leo is so much about the identity, the ego, the sense of healthy ego. These questions are important matters to address on the full moon. And then Maga has this ancestral tie. So if you've ever done like internal family systems work or parts work, this can be really powerful around late February, doing this inner work, inner healing work. And there's potential for heightened emotions or egocentric behaviors at this time, acting a fool, that can happen. So just be aware of that as well for yourself. Other people can do whatever they're gonna do. You can't always control them, almost never. But you can control how you act, how you show up, and then that attracts others around you, right? It's so much of our lives are the people who show up when we show up, like so much of the relationships in our lives. Like you just decided to go to a class one day and then you met someone there and now you have this friendship. But there's also the energy you're bringing to that, right? You met them because you had somewhat similar frequency of some sort. Maybe you got connected because of your love of something. Maybe you connected because of your frustration of something, or you're complaining about something. Those relationships then perpetuate themselves, and there's either more the growth and acceptance and love and gratitude, or more the complaining and the pessimism and all that, until we decide maybe we want more of this or less of that. This full moon in Leo is a time of really deciding what you want in your relationships. What is the ego, the role you're playing, the face, the mask you put on? Is it one you want to continue to wear? And it, yes or no, it's great either way. But it's important to just be aware that we are wearing these masks with these identities. I'm playing the role of Vedic astrologer right now. And other times I'm playing the role of yoga teacher or whatever. Even though they're big parts of my essence gets to come through, it's still a role I play. And in that role, there's certain parameters and ways of being. And then the people around us reflect that and mirror that to us, and we get choice of like, well, what ego do you want to play and role you want to put on, and just for the play, for the joy of it, for the adventure of it, like I mentioned earlier, because it's fun to learn about these things. It's fun to talk about astrology. It's fun to practice yoga. It's fun to have a safe container to practice yoga where the boundaries are clear and the expectations are clear and there's a clear pathway of doing it well. And anywhere in our lives we can find that with Leo, like what role do you want to play? And all throughout this month, like what do you want to hold on to? What do you want to let go of with K2 and Hasta now? And how do you want to express your unique self with Sun and Aquarius? It's an interesting month. It's a great month for really learning a lot about yourself. And again, just quick review what we talked about today. The Become a Vedic Astrologer workshop is on January 31st, 1:31 at 1 p.m. Pacific time, quietmindastrology.com/workshop, where I'll be sharing 7 steps to be a Vedic astrologer and do what I'm doing here for yourself. It's one of the most powerful personal growth tools I've ever encountered. I love it. It's so cool. That's why I do this podcast. So I love getting to share it. And then the more of us that can talk about it and share it too, it's so much more fun. It's just learning to read a language, right? I'm learning Spanish here in Mexico, getting better. Poquito más every day. And I am learning a little more, learning always so much what I don't know as well. And learning that language allows me to communicate now with people I could not communicate with before. Learning the ancient language of Vedic astrology allows you to communicate with energies that you did not have words for before. It's so empowering. It's like living in the dark ages when you didn't know how to read. It's like not knowing how to read your birth chart, not knowing how to read astrology. It's like not knowing how to read or write English. There's a whole language, a whole world of expression and communication that you're cut off from when you can't read it. So when you learn how to read your chart and empower yourself and read the astrology, you got this whole new level of communication with the universe, whole new relationship. So cool. So quietmindastrology.com/workshop to sign up for that. If you're late, get the replay, get the wait list. The 9 transits for February, February 1st, Mercury in Capricorn, practical communication, business management. Saturday, February 3rd, Jupiter in Barney, whatever you want to birth into the world, wonderful time. February 5th, Mars in Capricorn, the warrior needs instructions to follow, and it will excel through February doing those tasks. February 7th, K2 in Hosta, the rock climbing metaphor, get a firm grip, let go so you can grab onto the next grip. Don't just totally let go and flail around. You can if you want. You can experience that. You can hold on, death grip if you want. You can experience that. But K2 in Hosta is this invitation from the universe to ease up your grip. Find the next hold, foothold, I don't know, handhold. There's a word for it. You can DM me on Instagram. But K2 in Hosta is saying ease up on the death grip. February 9th, new moon in Dhanishta in Capricorn. Powerful time for what do you want to initiate? What do you want to create? And you can also, I didn't mention this earlier, but great time for a new path with your wealth and finances. Anything you want to build wealth, pay off debts, build investments. Good year for investments and stocks overall as well. We just started a little bull market in the stock market. Jupiter goes to Taurus in May. Good year for investments. I'm not a financial advisor, but for my money, it's a good year for investments. February 11th, Venus moves into Capricorn. Practical, grounded approach to relationships, clarifying boundaries and needs. February 13th, Sun in Aquarius, expressing yourself, finding vitality, expression, creativity in your unique way. February 19th, Mercury in Aquarius, open-minded, innovative communication style, increased receptivity to new ideas and viewpoints. Saturday, February 24th, full moon in MAGA. Big culmination of ego identification insights. What mask do you want to roll? What role do you want to play? What mask do you want to wear? You can put it down, you can put it on. It's all for the experience of life and the things that drive you and the connections with others. But wonderful time for having a new awareness of your healthy sense of ego and identification in the world. And if you found this episode helpful, it could really help my ego and identity if you could leave a rating and review. And really, it just helps more people find the podcast. The algorithms love that when there's ratings and reviews and shares, because it means it pushes it up the algorithm, and then more people find it. And it's just more fun when we can talk about this language of astrology with more people and more friends. There cannot be too many people to know about this. It's still very, very niche, Vedic astrology. But I would love for everyone who wants to access it to know about it and find it. So if you found it helpful, share it with a friend, leave a review, leave a rating, Apple Podcasts. And in the next episode, we'll be talking about the retrogrades for the year. So if you want to know all the retrogrades planned for that, that'll be coming up. And the Become a Vedic Astrologer workshop on 131. That's going to be amazing. Super excited for that. And relationships are a big topic in February. I'll be doing a special workshop in February. More details on that coming in like a week or two. So if you are very interested in the relationship part of the four aims of life, more on that coming up in February. And if you're interested in learning astrology in depth, the Vedic Astrology Mentorship will be opening very soon. More details on that on 131 at 1 p.m. Pacific at the Become a Vedic Astrologer workshop. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, a great month. Talk to you soon.